Shabbat Shalom, everyone. First of all, I want to say Yasher Koach to this community for last Sunday. We had upwards of 40 members of Kol Shalom to show up at the White House to protest the inhumane and unjust treatment of immigrants in the detention camps. And I just cannot tell you how proud I am of everyone in this community for their support and for those who came, your presence in standing up against injustice that's being perpetrated in our own society. So Yasher Koach to you. Now, of course, we all know that was Tisha B'Av. And the day before, for the sermon, I gave a rather pointed, sharp message in light of the gun violence that had happened, about incitement to violence that has been happening from the president. It was a very difficult sermon for me to give, not the least of which is that, you know, it was getting very political. And there I was here, standing right here, focusing on issues of hatred and anger and negativity. It was, of course, Tisha B'Av right then. And so it was necessary to make such a point. As I said last week, I usually like to talk on more inspirational messages, but there are times when we must focus on our concern for our country, for our society, and for our world. That was Tisha B'Av. Now this week it's Shabbat Nachamu. So I'm not going to talk about any of that stuff today. In fact, instead of hate, I want to talk about love. Because if we really take our Torah and our tradition seriously as a document that is there to motivate us to repair all the brokenness of this world and to meet all of the hatred and bigotry in this world with a message of justice and with actions of justice, then if we're going to do that, we have to begin with Judaism's message of love. There's nothing more important than that. We look around at our world, we see all kinds of reasons why we have no choice. We have to go out. We have to go to these demonstrations. We have to pressure our representatives to make a difference. All of that is true. But the Torah that brings us to righteous indignation is also the same Torah that says, V'ahavta l're'echa kamocha, which means what? Love your neighbor as yourself. And Rabbi Akiva very famously said, Zeklal gadol b'Torah, which I translate as meaning that line is the very point of the Torah. In this week's Parsha, we read, like we've been seeing, many famous central words in Judaism. We read the Ten Commandments, of course. We had the Shema. And the Shema is our fundamental statement of our relationship to God as one, of the Jewish people, and of all peoples. And right after we recite the Shema, what is the very first word that comes after Adonai Echad? V'ahavta. The command is to love. The very first thing, once we've contemplated the absolute oneness of God, the first thing we have to focus on, we're commanded to love. And of course, that is a beautiful mitzvah, but it's also the hardest mitzvah in the world to fulfill. For many, many reasons. Judaism goes into all kinds of explanations about the difficulties of fulfilling the commandment to love. First of all, in the Midrash, there's a very well-known teaching that says, yes, there's a command to love God and to be loving, but you have to make absolutely certain that when you fulfill the command to love, you don't do it out of a sense of fear or awe. You have to do it b'simcha, with joy, with the joy of wanting to fulfill the mitzvah of loving God. So in other words, it's saying you have to be loving. And if you're doing it because you're supposed to, then you're not getting it right. And it was Maimonides and many other rabbis in the tradition who very famously point out, huh? That's not possible. How could you possibly say, I command you to love, and have it not be a disingenuous fulfillment of a mitzvah? In other words, how can you possibly ever command human nature? So we get beautiful answers, particularly in the Hasidic tradition, to this conundrum, to this problem. And one of my favorites is the solution that comes from the Sfat Emet, a more recent Hasidic teaching. The Sfat Emet says, Hakashya hi ba'atzma ha-terutz, which means the very question, how do you command someone to love, isn't in fact, that question is the answer. How Jewish is that? That's the answer. How can you command somebody to love? What does he mean by that? He explains. He says, Yesh b'teva l'chol ish le'ehov et Hashem yitbarach. It is, he says, it is in the very nature of every human being to love God. Beautiful. Let's unpack it a little bit. He's saying it literally is in your essential nature. What is in your essential nature? Love. And here's how it works, according to the Sfat Emet. He says, what does it say in the Vahafta? It says, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochim etzavcha hayom al levavecha. These words that I command you, hayom al levavecha, translate that literally, on your heart, upon your heart. So the Sfat Emet explains, and this, by the way, comes back from the Midrashic tradition as well, you metaphorically place the Torah on your heart. You put everything that the Torah represents on your heart. And that has the capacity to awaken within you your essential truth, your essential nature, which is ahava, which is love. It's just to be loving. It's just that for a lot of us, that seemingly seems to be quite dormant. So we use Torah to awaken that so that we can become loving people. So do you see how the Sfat Emet is brilliantly solving the conundrum of how do you command somebody to love? He's saying, well, love is what makes us human and what's what makes us in the divine image. And he literally takes the mitzvah and makes it the inverse of itself. He says, no, of course you can't command somebody to love, but what you can command them to do is to sort of use Torah to get rid of all of the stuff that's blocking your heart from loving the way it is you are born to be in the world. It's really beautiful, isn't it? That's what you're being commanded to. Get rid of all the blockages. Sounds pretty easy, huh? Well, all you have to do is open the paper. All you have to do is turn on the TV, look at your phone at any given moment. There's so much hatred. There's so much bigotry and violence, so much oppression in this world. How on earth do you awaken that loving heart, right? That sounds just so simple, so facile, doesn't it? But we have to think about, why does it hurt so much that we see these things? And when we start to get angry, why does it hurt? It hurts because it is tearing us away from our true nature, which is to be loving. So the Sfat Emet is explaining that's going to happen. But thank God, this is why we've been given the Torah, says the Sfat Emet. We've been given the Torah as the kind of blueprint, as the user's manual for how to live your life according to the mitzvot and according to the traditions to constantly bring you in this spiritual practice of mitzvot back to your nature, no matter how many reasons there are to turn to hatred. You have to use the technology of Judaism to bring you to your truest loving nature, to build that spiritual muscle. The point of, you know, you sometimes will hear me from the Bima get angry, then you will hear me focus on negative things and hatred. That can happen sometimes, but that is not the place where Judaism is trying to get us to live in. It's the opposite. To get us in that loving place. The Chafetz Chaim adds another dimension, which is so important to this mitzvah. He says, it's not enough just to be loving. You have to direct. How do you show V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha? How do you really do that? You do that in your relationships to everybody else who you meet in the world. You have to channel it toward everyone else in acts of gemilut chasadim, of chesed and compassion and love. But also, you have to be a teacher and a role model and a leader of loving kindness in your life. Chafetz Chaim was very famous for teaching. That was what his Torah was all about. You have to live it. You have to show the world how it's done. That's what being a Jew means. So let's put this all together. The commandment to love is one where you are being called upon. When you walk out of this door and you walk around the world, everybody who you encounter, you have to have a deep emunah, a deep faith, that their truest essence is to be loving. Even the people who you most vehemently disagree with. I told you this mitzvah was hard. Right? You know, and sometimes, I'll say this, chas v'chalil, I'm saying it from the bimah, sometimes this stuff sounds a little bit like Jesus, you know? We shouldn't back away from it just because some Jewish, nice Jewish boy in Israel taught basic Judaism 101 2,000 years ago. I'm serious. He taught basic Judaism and his followers turned it into another religion. But this is the fundamental Jewish message. And it's high time we're not afraid to talk about it in shul. So even the people who we think are saying such horrible things, even those people, just like you and me, have blockages. They've gotten confused along the way, and they're not in touch with their truest nature. Yes, I know there's Hitler, and I know that there are all kinds of psychopaths in power right now in the world. But they're the exception that prove the rule, folks. There are millions of people who passionately might disagree with you, who espouse ideas that you think are anathema. But they're not psychopaths. They're people who genuinely want to be loving, and we have to find a way to reach across the aisle with them. I hope you don't think I'm standing here like, what's her name, Marianne Williamson, and saying, oh, it's just about love. I don't mean that, because Judaism, as we know, is not, you know, this is what we love about Judaism. It doesn't stay in the platitudes. It starts to ask a million questions about, well, what's the nafkamina? You ever hear that expression in those who study Talmud? What's the nafkamina? That means, what is the practical implication of that? That's the Jewish question, right? How do you live it? And there's millions of ways of doing that. We have this 2,000-year-old, 3,000-year-old wisdom tradition that shows us how to reach across that aisle and actualize the potential to be loving, not only in ourselves, but in those with whom we disagree. It ain't easy. But it's the way that we have to go. We have no choice. Imagine with me for a moment, doing what we did, taking to the streets as we did. Imagine with me becoming activists, fighting against hatred and injustice in the world, but not with anger and hatred in our hearts, but with a deep, grounded peacefulness and a faith that there is a loving nature within all of us because we are human, because we are all in the image of God. How differently, how much more clearly can we stand up for justice if we are not clouded by our own hatreds and our own angers and fears? It is a tall order, folks. But as Rabbi Akiva said, it's the very point of the Torah. And as Hillel said, the rest is commentary. So now, together, let's go learn and let's figure out how we're going to do this. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. We continue now with the Chatzikdash before Musa.